Welcome, and thanks for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church podcast. We are so glad that you're joining us today. For today's podcast, as we continue our series through the book of Romans called Nothing Will, today's teaching is entitled Adoption Through Freedom. So prepare your hearts for an encouraging and empowering word from God. Enjoy and be blessed.
Out our Bibles, Romans chapter 8, verse 1 through 17. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 through 17. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On the account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised Christ from the dead would also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if we live according to the flesh, you will die. But by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children of God, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Freedom through adoption is today's title of today's message. And this has been a wonderful series, Nothing Wills, going through the book of Romans. And the Lord wanted me to give my testimony this morning. Amen. And how I got started in this, praise the Lord. I was laid up with my girlfriend, which is my wife now, and I was on all kind of drugs. We were smoking, drinking, pills, cocaine, just running the streets, selfishness, doing what I want. If you was a part of my life in the world, I was trying to take advantage of you in some way. Amen. That's how it was in the world. So I was laid up with my girlfriend one night, and I was laying there in the bed. And it came to me, when the last time I prayed? I mean, it was a long time. I mean, we living in the flesh, partying every night. And it came to me, when the last time I prayed? And I was laid in my bed, and I just started crying. You know, like a baby crying. I'm grown, man. I'm a grown man. And I'm crying like a baby. And I couldn't let nobody know about it. It was all quiet, but tears was flowing. I was scared I was going to go to hell. You know, I was scared I was going to go to hell because of how I was living. Now, I could have reasoned it out and made up. I'm still going to go to heaven, but I was scared I was going to go to hell, man. And so the next day, I woke up, cashed my check. Went to my job, cashed my check, went to the bill store, went to the dope man house. The normal routine is as you cash your check, you know, in the world. And we was over at my homie's house about to roll up some blunts, right? And this dude came to the door. He said he was selling insurance and he was recruiting people to sell insurance. And I said, man, I'll join. I'll sell some insurance real quick. Get my pops in the door. Make a quick couple bucks, you know. And he went back. He said, meet me at my office later. And I went back to his office. It was around 6, 7. And we went through the interview process. And he said, okay, you check out, right? And then at the end of it, he said, what about Jesus? And I'm tripping, right? Because I forgot about how I just prayed like the night before. You know, the night before, I'm up here crying like a baby, you know. And the Lord was quick to not let me go. And when he said, what about Jesus, a tear came down my eye. And the emotions came on me the night before. And he said, follow me to my house. I got something to show you. And so as I was following to him in the car, following him to his house, all these thoughts bombarded my mind as I was driving. What, you going to stop having sex? You going to stop drinking? What, you finna go clean? You know what I'm saying? You finna stop smoking? I know you ain't finna stop smoking. And as I was thinking about my life and how I was going to stop, like the enemy put on me to stop. And I felt pressure that I had to quit. I felt pressure that I had to fix my life. And as I was thinking about this, we all of a sudden at his house, like I was so lost in thought, I didn't know I was turning. Have you ever been driving and just thinking and you just used to driving and thinking, you done turned 5 times and was like, wow. That's how it was. So we got in the house. He read Romans 10:13 to me. He said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then he read another scripture to me about being filled with the Holy Ghost and then speaking in tongues. And I ain't know nothing about tongues, but, you know, he asked me, was I ready? I'm sitting on the couch, my palms sweating. And we in his living room. And I just met this cat, right? And he like, you know, the devil was like, you don't know this dude? Who is this guy? Why are you following him to his house? And so when he read Romans 10:13, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, the only thing that I can reference that to was when my father, we was little, and my kids, I was 5, 6 years old, he would be walking around the house praying. But he would get us on our knees and we would just call on Jesus. Like, just say Jesus all the time, nothing else. So we sitting in, you know, 5 and 6, Jesus, 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 right? And that was our prayer, right? But it was very powerful because when he said that, that's all I knew. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So when he said, are you ready? I got up, I stood up like this, I raised my hands in the air. And I said, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Now, I got weed in my pocket. I had beer in the trunk. And I called on Jesus. And something hit me. The first time I ever felt this in my entire life. Something warm hit my head with all through my body. And I was like, what in the world is going on? And I'm crying like a baby. And I'm like, why in the world am I crying? Like, dude, get a man, be a man. I'm telling you, man, I couldn't stop crying. All that macho dust, that stuff was gone, man. And as I kept calling on Jesus, something came alive in me that I never felt in my entire life. Right after that, I went over to my homie's house, and I told them, man, Jesus was real, man. Now, this is the first time we smoking. I'm rolling up. We smoking. And as soon as I put the blunt to my mouth, Jesus said, you can't talk about me and smoke at the same time. This is the first time in my entire life I got convicted about smoking. And as something came alive in me. And when that life came in me, I started agreeing with it. That was my last blunt. All right? And I started agreeing with it more because it was something that I liked. It was good. And I didn't know that God has accepted me into his family. I was in another family now. And my friends, they didn't understand it. I had these convictions they didn't have. I had these things going on in me. I tried to go back and have sex. I was like, man, this thing is, Lord, I got to do right. I said, we can't keep doing it. You stay your butt over there. I said, stay over at the dorm. Don't even come over here. Because the flesh is the flesh. Amen. And as I kept yielding to this side, to this new life in me, and that's how I became who I am today. But I kept yielding to this new life inside of me by saying yes and started obeying this new life. And he led me away from, I didn't have to quit. I didn't have to stop. I didn't have to do better. I didn't have to try harder. I experienced a strength and a freedom for just becoming a son. A freedom just by saying yes to the Lord. And it's a continual yes. It's a continual yielding. And as Jesus changed me, and he got me away from that stuff, man. He got me away from the life. He gave me a new family, gave me new friends, gave me people. You know, I would tell my homies, man, Jesus was real. They say, okay, good for you. All right now, that's good. That's enough now. And the church I was going to, I said, Lord, if this is it to the Christian life, I'm finna go back to smoking and drinking. Right after, I'm telling you, I got serious with the Lord. When you real with the Lord, but willing to let him change you, when you honest about how your feelings are, but willing to let him change you, a week later, he led me to Unity Christian Center. I've been going there 12 years. Amen. And then now Restoration Church. And he changes people without you having to change. And that's the reality of the Christian walk. Amen. I mean, the real Christian walk. When you become a son and a daughter of God, he does the work. He do it, not you. We just allow him to. All right? Let's get some scriptures. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Boy, I love telling that thing, boy. The Lord loves it too, because I be feeling like $1 million. All right, Romans 8, verse 1. There is, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. All right? Being sorry about a sin you committed is walking in Jesus. This is so powerful. Y'all got to grab this. Walking in the Spirit. I remember BC, before Christ, I didn't care about my sin. That means you can say, that's wrong, and I say, so what? All right? Now, that's before Christ, because, you know, you're just so wrapped up in yourself, and you don't care. All right? Then as I become saved, things started mattering to me. I started, you know, the Lord started convicting me about the things that I didn't care about. And don't you know, when you feel bad about something you do wrong, don't you know, at one point in time, you didn't care about that before. Now that you're in Christ, you feel bad about it when you do wrong, the Lord is changing you. And we feel so bad. We be sitting up beating up ourselves so bad about something we did wrong. And get that feeling you feel, you didn't have that once before. When I was out there, whoo! And I'm looking over there and they try to say I'm doing something wrong. So what? You want some? But now I'm doing the same thing and feeling bad about it. The Lord is working and growing in my heart. There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Why is there condemnation existing in the first place? Because he's changing you. So you don't have to feel bad about that thing no more. All right? use that sorrow to repent. The Bible says godly sorrow produces repentance. Stay sorry about the things that you do wrong until the Lord changes you, until you come out of it by obeying him. Amen. Because condemnation exists in your heart because you are walking in the Spirit. So that's evidence you are a son, you are a child. He said he corrects those he loves. Why do you even feel bad about it in the first place when at one point in time you didn't care? I like how the Lord is changing your heart. There is no condemnation for those who walk according to the Spirit and walk not after the flesh. Keep yielding yourself to the Lord. Use that conviction. Use that conviction to drive you to him. Keep telling him you're sorry. Because as soon as you get rid of, this is what the devil do and this is what the world do. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And he gets rid of the conviction in your heart so you can't repent. And he have you reasoning things out and saying, ain't nothing wrong with this, ain't nothing wrong with that, ain't nothing wrong with that. And it is something wrong. You know your heart is convicting you. Amen. Keep yielding your heart to the Lord and watch him bring you out. Do not run from the Lord. Keep being honest with him. Lord, you see my faults. Lord, you see what's wrong with me. And I submit to you, unless the Lord change you, you ain't going to change. And I'm telling you, this is the truth. Unless the Lord give you the wisdom to come out of it, you are not coming out. We are never designed to bring ourselves out. If the Lord saved you, your biggest problem was salvation. Your biggest problem was God's wrath. And if he did that, now with me, when I called on him, I was deep in it. And if he set me free in that condition, how much more would he set me free after? How much more do you think he loves you now that you are with him? Amen. So no longer have condemnation on your back. Another form of condemnation. Should have, could have, would have. Man, I should have. Man, that's condemnation. Don't stay there. Man, I would have. Do not stay there. Regret produces death. It will not benefit you staying there. It will not benefit you staying shoulda, coulda, woulda. Let's move forward in God. Not in the past of what you should have did and what you shouldn't have did. Amen? That's condemnation producing death in your life. What's the death is producing? You're not experiencing that joy and that peace that you should be experiencing. We need to move forward in Christ. Go and get forgiveness of that thing. And let him throw it into the sea of forgiveness, never to be brought up again. And then if it come back up to your mind, say, no, Jesus forgave me of that. No, I'm not dwelling on that no more. Because the enemy, he's a good businessman. He know how to take $1 and make 10, you know what I'm saying? So he'll take one occurrence you messed up in, and try to make as much money as he can off of it. How do we do that? He keep bringing it to your mind over and over and over and over again. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. If he don't do that about you, he do that about somebody else. They shouldn't. They couldn't. They, man, you know they could have did right about that. I mean, y'all been there. I have me. But thinking and dwelling on those things do not produce the Spirit of God. It don't produce his Spirit. All we end up is frustrated and even more madder than we was before. Amen? How many of y'all can relate to that? I know I can. Regret produces death. Remember that. We're moving forward in Christ. If God ain't remembering your sins, you shouldn't be. All right? Let's move forward. And living in that state where there is nothing wrong between you and God is where you need to stay. Amen? Because Jesus was produced so you wouldn't live in a condemned state. So you wouldn't live in a way where you feel like an orphan or you feel deserted or you feel left alone. That's not God. Amen. Why? Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's why it's not God. His word say something else about that. His word come to His word come to bring that thoughts and those feelings and defeat it in your life. All right, let's keep moving forward. Walk according to the Spirit. Go to John chapter 3, verse 5 and 7. Verse 5 through 7. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say, unless one is born of the Spirit and of the water, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is the Spirit. Do not marvel that I say, you must be born again." This is so wonderful, you all. You get another chance at life. You get to start again at life. Jesus said, you must be born again. But how can this be? You have to be born of the Spirit. It's an inward change that Jesus wants to produce in you by his Spirit. Amen. And then from this new born again state, you're learning how to be and respond to life in a new way. Not in the old way of the letter. Not in the old way how you used to do it. Amen. Because when somebody got mad, when I got mad with somebody, I had a few options. I had a multiple choice. A, punch them. B, not talk to them again. C, do away with them. Backstab. Find some way to find out how to get them again. It's only a few when somebody make you mad. Unless Jesus teach you how to respond, all we know is the flesh. This is so true. Unless Jesus teach you how to respond or you run to him while your emotions are high, he just done you wrong, he just did you wrong, your mama just did you wrong, family members did you wrong, people who said they love you, did you? Ian. How do we respond now that we are born again? Because before, I already know how to do that. And all that is straight flesh. Amen. But the reason we get born again is so we'll learn a new way and how to respond. Amen? So, starting over is not a bad thing in Christ. A lot of people don't want to start over, but we have to. Amen? If we're in Christ, we're going to have to learn how to start over. John 8, verse 51, he said, "Most assuredly I say to you, if any man keeps my word, he shall never see death." How shall we not see death? By keeping Jesus' words. Jesus said in John 6 and 63, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." The real life comes from the Spirit. It comes from what Jesus says. All right? So if somebody do you wrong or something happened in your life, do you know what Jesus said concerning it? Do you know how to respond now that we are born again? All right? We're born again for a purpose. We're becoming sons and adopted as sons for a purpose. Jesus said it's the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words I speak to you are spirit and are life. So let's go back to verse 1 in Romans 1. He said, "For those who walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh." So how do you walk in the Spirit? How do you walk according to the Spirit? Jesus said, "My words are spirit." This is so powerful that we grasp this. So how do we walk in the Spirit? Jesus said, "My words are spirit, and they are life." So it's not some spooky thing that we should be doing to be free from condemnation. All right? So how do we be free from condemnation in the area of forgiveness? Go focus on what he said about forgiving you. And that frees you from the condemnation of you being condemned about your past. You find out what Jesus said, and that's walking in the Spirit. Then how do we walk in the Spirit? First, you must think in the Spirit. Like if I wanted to go through that door, my mind would just process, go through the door. All right? If I wanted to start walking now, my mind would process, just start walking. How do we walk in the Spirit? We have to start processing what Jesus said in us. We are not going to learn how to be Christians on our own. We need Jesus to teach us. Being good and being a Christian is two different things. Sometimes we think being good is equate to being a Christian. Not necessarily. Amen? Because Jesus could tell you to do something, and it might not, you know, feel too good. How many of y'all had that? Jesus tell you to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning praying. What? That don't feel too good, do it? All right? But when Jesus speaks, that's walking in the Spirit. So if Jesus said, I have forgiven you, I throw your sins into the sea of forgetfulness not to be brought up again. Them words convinces us. It says, and how do you agree with that? You start saying it yourself. How do you agree with Jesus? You have to start saying it. Amen? All right, let's go to some more scriptures. Romans 8, 2 through 4. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. Amen. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free. What makes us free? The Spirit of life in Christ. First, you need to be born of God. Then as we continue to be born of God, or continue to walk with God, we have to learn what he says so we can learn how to be Christians. And as we learn how to be Christians, these things set us free from the things that we couldn't quit before. The thing I tried to quit, actually, I didn't even want to quit. I didn't want to stop. Jesus changed what I wanted, and he changed your desires. All right? How did this happen? By his Spirit, the Spirit of life. All right? Jesus said, my words are spirit, and they are life. How do you get this life? In you, you have to yield to him. You have to invite the Holy Spirit in into your life. This has made me free from the law of sin and death. What's the law of sin and death? Shoulda, coulda, woulda. What I should have, what they did. Amen. So Jesus set us free from those things by the Spirit. It is the Spirit that gives you life. Not how much we do, all right? So now God doing the work through us instead of us trying to do the work, all right? Instead of us trying to be good, God makes us good and teaches us how to be Christians, all right? As we continue to yield to him, especially when I see failure in my life. When I see failure in my life, that's just proof that I don't know. Anytime we get an answer wrong, we talked week before last about passing your test. Anytime I get an answer wrong, that means I don't know. We have to be honest about that. Anytime I keep getting it and messing up over and over and over again, we have to find out. We know we messing up. We don't know. I don't know, Jesus. Teach me. All right? Let's keep moving forward. One thing I want to emphasize as we go through this is we free from anxieties and worries about our life. We free from worrying about how the bills going to be paid. We free from worrying about our kids and how they going to make it. We free from worrying about sickness and health. The law and the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. So you no longer have to worry about the things that you worry about. And what is the scripture? See, we got to have scripture to help us not worry about our kids, not worry about our life, not worry about the bills, sickness and disease. So what scripture can we go to? Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 33. Thank you for this water. Jesus said, therefore, I say unto you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? So you should be able to go. I go outside, and I see them birds early in the morning. They go out there. They out there eating up my worms. And they ain't even got no bank account. They ain't saving up for retirement. They ain't got no 401k. And they eating my worms. And then he said, how much more valuable are you? That's supposed to bring faith to you that my God has to take care of me. If he taking care of them birds, you're supposed to be able to go outside and look at creation and say, my God got to take care of me. If he created this, look at your hand and just, he created you. What's a bill? Like, compared to, all right? What's a job? Compared to, look at that, man. He created this. Look at the world. Look, go out, step outside. All right, because man created this, but let's step outside. Look at them clouds and look at the trees and look at the animals and the birds. What's your problem compared to that? Amen. And so as we think about and process these things, how do we process it? It started from Jesus speaking to us and said, you are more valuable than the birds of the air. But if we never have Jesus speak to us and say these things, or we don't go to him to gain strength or life. All right? Because he said, my spirit gives life. The flesh profits nothing. And my words are spirit and they are life. So where you going to get life from? From what he says. So if you're more profitable than the birds of the air, let's keep reading. In verse 28, he says, so why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field. They grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, ye of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or all the things the Gentiles seek? What shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He says, and then in verse 34, it says, take no thought for tomorrow. Or he said, don't worry about tomorrow. And as we analyze our life, how do we get rid of the worry and the care? We have to go to Jesus and get something he said and start putting it on our lips because we have been adopted as sons. So how did Jesus operate? He teaches us how he operated. So we get rid of cares and worry by casting it on him and saying, man, look, Lord, I know you take care of me. If you're taking care of these birds. And it's very simple, but we complicate things. We complicate things and overthink it. But Jesus has made it very clear and plain to us that we shouldn't be caring about our life. All right. Romans 5, verse 5 through 8, in the Amplified. It's just so powerful. Now that you are a daughter, and a son of God. Romans 8, verse 5 through 8, amplified. For those who are living according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, which gratify the body. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit, his purpose, his will and purpose. Now the mind of the flesh is death, both now and forever, because it pursues sin. But the mind of the Spirit is life and peace, the spiritual well-being that comes from walking with God, both now and forever. But the mind of the flesh, with its sinful pursuits, is actively hostile to God, but it does not submit itself to God's laws, since it cannot. And those who are in the flesh, living a life that caters to sinful appetites and impulses, cannot please God. When I was in the world, on Tuesday, we would go to work, and I still went to work, but on Tuesday, I would be thinking about what I would do with my check on Friday. How many of y'all did that? Some of y'all still do that, son. But I would be thinking about sinful things. I would be thinking about, and I premeditated what I was going to do. All right? The Bible says those who live in the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. Amen. We premeditate what we're going to do. Do you know you can do that in the spirit also? You can do that in Christ. You can set your mind on spiritual things, and the outcome would be spiritual. Because everything that I did, that I set my mind to, unless the police, you know, got involved or we got in a fight or something. But when I set my mind on it, we did it. We did it. Also in the spirit. You can set your mind on things of the spirit and overcome. All right? But we have to consume our thinking with Jesus' teachings, because we know what is setting your mind on the things of the Spirit. It comes from Jesus' teachings. He said, my words are spirit and they are life. So how do you think spiritual? You start considering what Jesus would do in this situation. What the Spirit would do. What Jesus would do is spirit. Amen? So now that we are sons and walking with God, this is how we do it. By setting our mind on the things of the Spirit. Romans 8, verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors. We are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if we live according to the flesh, we would die. You would die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. As we close. Verse 15. For God did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirits that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together. You are no longer obligated to do what your flesh and the impulses of your flesh is telling you to do. Why? Because we've been born of God. Why? Because we have the life that raised Jesus from the dead living in us now. We don't have to do what our flesh tells us to do. We are no longer obligated to run his errands no more because of Jesus. And those who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons and daughters of God. All right? How do you know you're led by the Spirit of God? You start thinking about him. You start thinking about Jesus and doing what he telling you to do. How do you know you are a son of God? You get convicted about things that you used to do that's not right. It start bothering you. Amen. And that bother that you feel is good. It's evidence that God is working with you. And that's what's so good about Jesus. Because at one point in time, I didn't care, man. But now he put a concern in my heart about the things that I do. That's Jesus. He loves you. But we can't do it without his Spirit. We can't do it without his Spirit. When I called on Jesus and he came and he changed me, I've been talking about Jesus ever since. Been talking about him ever since, man. And he put a love in my heart for people. He put a love in my heart. And a freedom came when he adopted me as his son. A freedom came, man. And that only comes by the Spirit. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead has to do that work in you. As you yield yourself to Jesus and yield yourself to the Lord, he'll change you. He'll change you. He put a love in you that fulfills you more than anybody can in this world. More than them drugs can. Everybody who let me down, Jesus ain't never let me down. He'll never let you down, sister. He loves you so much. He'll never let you down. He'll never let you down. He's there for you. Amen.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church podcast. We hope you were encouraged and empowered by today's message. If you would like more information about our church, or if you'd like to simply submit a prayer request, please visit our website at www.r4sq.org. We pray you have a great week and God bless.